You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally. I'm here to tell you that we're not going to have a show Tuesday night. I know, everybody's upset. I know. We bring the pain on Tuesday nights. But on Thursday, we'll have a special show for y'all live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in. On Friday, the Washington Wizards played the Minnesota Timberwolves. I got the opportunity to cover that game for the Urban Sports Scene and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. And the Wizards won that game 112-105. You had Andrew Wiggins dropping 41 points. You had John Wall giving you 18 dimes. It was a great game. I got the chance to talk to Karl Anthony Towns, center for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He had 18 points and 10 rebounds. And also, I got to talk to rookie Chris Dunn out of Providence. Both had some positive things to say about John Wall. So here are the interviews.
Obviously, being a young point guard in this game, you kind of mirror John Wall, being a guy who played two sides, being able to strap up on defense and play and gifted offensively. How is it playing against someone like that and knowing you can learn from that type of player in the NBA?
He a great player, you know, all-star. Been in the league for a while, you know, so he got the game down pat. You know, I think his passing is underrated, you know. Very great passer. Great speed, so he know how to get in the lane.
Okay. So playing against point guards like a John Wall, say you see John Wall, you see a Russell Westbrook, see folks like that. How can you incorporate that into your game?
Already fast, just, you know, just gotta watch a lot of film. I think once you learn the game more, it slows the game down for you, and then you just gotta work in the off season. You know the things that you need to work on. Doing it cool.
John Wall played Kentucky. Has he even taught you anything, or talked to you, consulted you while being in the league?
I mean, I just talked to him a little bit, just, you know, always saying hi. You know, we always keep in touch with each other. Kentucky guys, you know, we may not text every single day and call, you know, but we definitely always keep in touch, you know, watching each other play, you know, make sure everyone's doing okay. So, you know, we always making sure each other. I talked to him a little all-star. I talked to him a little bit today, you know, just making sure we stay connected.
How much is dealing with Wall speed making a challenge? You're in there dealing with Gortat, knowing that Wall's coming, but you still got to deal with their big man.
I mean, it's a blessing by God to have the speed that he has, you know, especially with the ball in his hand. So, just, you know, I got to load up and make sure that he sees bodies. But at the same time, you know, Gortat, I think it's a good player. You know, I think he's able to finish with both hands, you know, so it becomes effective. So, you know, they have a lot. They also been playing with each other for a while. That chemistry you can see on the court as, you know, Wall's going to the basket. Gortat knows when to stop rolling and to start rolling or to really move fast. So. You know, we're building that chemistry too here for the Timberwolves. So, you know, when you know we have that type of chemistry, you know, we could do special things too.
Did you ever feel like you sustained the defensive intensity and rhythm that you wanted throughout the game?
No, because if we would have, you know, we would have been in here, I think, with a lot of less Wizards media talking about how they won instead of how we won. So, we didn't do what we needed to do tonight. You know, I think we made steps in the right direction, but again, you know. Discipline, you know, discipline is what makes you stop making the same mistakes over and over again.
You work hard to get that lead at the end of the third quarter, then all of a sudden, boom, it's gone like that after a 9-0 run.
It's the NBA. I mean, which one may tell you, that's the NBA. This is not a college or high school where, you know, you get a lead at double digits, you know, high single digits, and it's almost game over. You know, this is the NBA, you know. Leads could go away just like that. So, you know, we got to keep the lead. You know, we're gonna be that great team that we really, really want to be when we could get 10-point leads, 12-point leads, even 8-point leads, and almost just mostly close the book on the game.
Now I have sound bites from Andrew Wiggins and Coach Tom Thibodeau. Let's be real, man. Andrew Wiggins had 41 points. The man did the darn thing. But both weren't happy with the Timberwolves' defense.
Is there anything from a game like that you guys can take defensively and carry with you?
Definitely. You know, we just can't keep trading buckets with other teams. You know, we have to get stops and play together defensively.
You guys work hard. You get that lead at the end of the third quarter. You then you look up, it's all gone like that. 9-0 run.
Yeah. You know, they came out aggressive in the fourth, got some stops, and they were scoring. You know, went on a little run.
How much less does a strong offensive performance like you had tonight mean when, on the other end, you guys just didn't quite get it done?
It doesn't mean nothing. You know, we lost because of our defense. So what we did offensively doesn't mean nothing at the end of the day. Defense is what wins games.
What are the main things on that end of the floor that you guys really need to address right now?
Pick and roll, you know, helping, staying up the game plan, you know, we're traveling in, you know, we're all, you know, myself, you know, we just need to get better at it.
There are times in a game like that where everything feels like it's going in. Did you get the shots you wanted at the end?
Yeah, I got the shots I wanted. You know, some games you can make it, some games you're not going to make it, and that's how it goes.
Just missed or contested too much or rushed too much? Or just
missed. You know, shots I make.
You guys obviously have a very young core. The Wizards have a young core that's got a little more experience in the league. Is there anything that you can take from this game that you can learn from that core and what they've been through?
They're good. They're good. You know, they play together. You know, you can tell the chemistry's there. You know, John Wall and Beal. John Wall knows where Beal's always going to be at. John Wall knows where all his teammates are going to be at, just enough assists and stuff like that. You know, they're a good team. They know what they're doing.
Different ways to do it, so disappointing.
Were you at least pleased with the third quarter and the way that they found a way to rally back?
No. I mean, you got to find a way to win. That's the bottom line. So, had the lead going into the fourth. They go 9-0 to start the fourth. And we didn't play defense all night. So.
How much did John Wall hurt you, do you feel like, just with his playmaking?
He killed us. You know, 18 assists. You know, pushed the ball, made plays. So, you know, it only takes one guy to jog back, and then that crushes you. So.
What does it take for the next step to be able to get stops, like particularly there at the end?
Well, you got to do it all game. And then the fourth quarter certainly is a lot different than the first three. So the discipline, the intensity, the finishing of the defense, there's a lot of closeouts in which we're two steps off and then we don't challenge the shot correctly. So, you know, if you let a guy shoot, I mean, he's going to get rhythm. If you're not on the body, if you allow someone to screen you, you know, you're disciplined to be into the body so you can negate the screening action. It's critical. How you challenge a shot is critical. Not jogging back, critical. So that's where we have to improve.
You worked hard through the third. You would get that 5-point lead by the end of the quarter. Then all of a sudden, 9-0. It's gone like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Doesn't take much, you know. So they posted Gortat twice. Got two easy scores. We missed. You know, they come down again. You know, go on a run.
Another lesson, like in Andrew's learning process after such a great offensive game that. Down the stretch, still to get good shots on a night when he's feeling everything's
going
in?
Well, he played well offensively. Defensively, he's got to improve. He's got to do a lot better. You know, Zach struggled all night, offensively and defensively. So, and what we got to learn is that you can play well when you don't shoot well. And, you know, Carl's, you know, he's driving the ball. You know, he's going to have to drive it harder, and he's got to finish better.
Coach, you guys obviously have a young core. The Wizards have a slightly more experienced young core. Do you think there's anything that your guys can take from seeing the Wizards tonight?
Well, you learn from every game. So, you know, we'll get a look at the film, and then we'll see the things that we did well, the things that we need to improve upon. But that's a big part of, you know, playing in this league is knowing the league and knowing what teams do. Take things from everybody.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for listening to our Washington Wizards Minnesota Timberwolves post-game show. I guess it's a post-game show. Sounds about right. Post-game show. Tune in again Thursday night live, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Urban Sports Scene's back in the building. Happy New Year 2017. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig. Deuces.